Ang mga target ng lihim na pagsubaybay o paniniktik o stalking ay mas karaniwang mga kababaihan kaysa sa mga kalalakihan. Ngunit ang pagsubaybay ng palihim ay maaaring makaapekto kaninuman. Sinabi ng Australian Bureau of Statistics, 19% ng mga nakatatandang kababaihan at halos 8% ng mga kalalakihan ay nakakaranas ng lihim na pagsubaybay o stalking sa kabuuan ng kanilang buhay. Tinukoy ng Bureau ang stalking o lihim na pagsubaybay bilang mga pag-uugali tulad ng paglaboy-laboy, paghihintay at pagsunod-sunod kung saan ang isang tao ay naniniwala na inilaan o nilalayon upang makapinsala o takutin sila. Ang lahat ng mga estado at teritoryo sa Australia ay mayroong batas na umiiral laban sa lihim na pagsubaybay o stalking. At ngayon, ang mga tagapagsaliksik mula sa Curtin University sa Western Australia ay nagsasagawa ng isa sa pinakamalaking pag-aaral kaugnay ng stalking. Mula nang unang ipakilala ang batas laban sa lihim na panunubaybay o stalking noong taong 1994. Si Dr. Lorraine Sheridan ay isang pandaigdigang eksperto sa lihim na pagsusubaybay o isang global expert on stalking at pinangungunahan niya ang nabanggit na proyekto. Sinabi niya, ang stalking o lihim na pagsusubaybay ay isang mabigat na pagkakasala na maaaring magkaroon ng nakakapinsalang resulta.
I think people don't realize how dangerous stalking is, you know, that it's a bit of romance gone awry or a bit of unwanted attention. I don't think enough people realize how frequently stalking is associated with really severe negative consequences that can include murder.
Napag-alaman ng pagsasaliksik ni Dr. Sheridan na ilang bilang ng mga stalker ay may sakit sa pag-iisip. Napag-alaman din na ang mga member ng komunidad LGBTI ay mas malamang na lihim na subaybayan o makaranas ng stalking kaysa sa mga heteroseksual. Sa Victoria, inuulat ng Crime Statistics Agency ang 10.8% pagtaas sa mga insidente ng stalking sa loob ng nakalipas na 24 na buwan. Si Dr. Troy McEwan ay isang forensic psychologist na nakabase sa Melbourne at nakapaglathala ng ilang bilang ng artikulo tungkol sa stalking at karasan sa mga kapareha. Sinabi niya, napag-alaman ng kanyang pagsisiyasat na maraming mga tinatawag na trigger o dahilan na maaaring maka-impluensya sa isang stalker.
Just under half of stalking cases arise out of former intimate or romantic relationships. The other, just over half, are people who've had some sort of, you know, acquaintanceship with the stalker, perhaps a co-worker or a neighbor. You know, or someone they've had a professional relationship with, like a doctor and a client. And then you've got a group of about maybe 20%, maybe one in five stalkers who are actually strangers to the victim previously, and they've you know, chanced upon the victim in some way and then commenced stalking them. So it's definitely related to intimate relationships and romantic partnerships, but by no means is that all stalking is about. In fact, that's a minority of all stalking cases.
Ang panghaharas sa online at paggamit ng teknolohiya ay isang uri ng stalking na kailangang siyasatin sa pag-aaral. Mula Nobyembre ng taong 2014 hanggang buwan ng Hunyo ng nagdaang taon, mahigit 6% ng mga insidenteng naiulat sa Australian Cybercrime Online Reporting Network o ACORN ay kaugnay ng cyberbullying at stalking. Sinabi ni Dr. Lorraine Sheridan ng Curtin University, ang cyberstalking ay hindi isang isolated na issue.
Cyberstalkers are more likely to be caught than people that don't stalk via the internet because they leave a trail of evidence. But what we're looking at more and more, we've done some massive studies on it in Australia and when I was back in the UK, and what we're finding is that cyberstalking is not really a thing on its own. Really, it's another method that stalkers have got to constantly surveil and harass their victims.
Sinabi ni Dr. McEwan, ang mga biktima ng stalking ay higit na mas madaling makaranas ng pagkakaroon ng sakit sa isip at sila ay mga ngailangan ng higit na pagsuporta.
We know that stalking victims do have, as a group, higher rates of things like depression and anxiety and substance use and certainly post-traumatic kind of symptoms. And so where you have a very serious stalking situation where the victim does have, you know, mental health and consequences, it's very important that they're able to access appropriate mental health support for that. But equally, it's important that they're able to speak to people who understand stalking and understand the kind of dynamics of that situation and can integrate the treatment with the fact that in reality, many of these victims are experiencing ongoing trauma and ongoing harm because the stalking is continuing. So it's unfortunately, there's not enough mental health practitioners who really have a good understanding of stalking and of the legal kind of ramifications. And so that's a real challenge, I think, for victims in Australia.